It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Andrew Lear, General City Council Member for the City of Springfield. First, Mr. Lear, what does your title mean?
Good morning, Debbie. Our City Council has 8 council members and a mayor. 4 of those council members represent geographic zones, and 4 are at large or general seats. So I hold one of the general seats and the General C seat.
How long have you been on council?
Just over 2 years. I was first appointed in November of 2018 to fulfill a vacant term and was then elected to a 4-year term in April of 2019.
What are some of the challenges you faced as a council member?
Well, aside from the obvious with the COVID here recently, which is certainly a major challenge and one no one would have probably predicted, I would say prior to that, just the sheer breadth of the issues that council faces and they're asked to set policy on. You know, the city is an extremely complex organization. And so at one meeting, you may be dealing with land use or zoning issues. The next meeting, you might be dealing with ADA regulations or collective bargaining. Next meeting, you're dealing with airport regulations, HUD regulations, debt financing. It's just a lot to have to absorb and try to understand, and you really need to rely on the expertise of your staff and others that come before council to manage. And then, frankly, there are the limitations of government itself. At times, we're not able to do all that we'd like to do, or maybe as quickly as you'd like to do it.
How is our city's government set up?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about some municipalities, but the Springfield, like most larger cities in Missouri, is considered a constitutional home rule, which means that basically we have the discretion within Springfield to set our own rules and regulations as long as state law permits. And that last little bit sometimes creates a problem we can talk about. But then we have what's called a manager council form of government in a weak mayoral system, and that's a mouthful. But what that means is that our mayor presides over the meetings and has legislative kind of prerogative, but he does not have veto power. So each council member has the same voting rights. But council hires a city manager, and it's the city manager who really handles all of the administrative duties of the city and not the council. So council is limited in its ability to work through issues solely through the city manager. So as an example, if there were an issue, say, that with policing, the police chief, I would need, or any council member can inquire, but needs to go through city manager actually to get things done. So that's kind of the major differences from other cities where sometimes the mayor actually has veto power and is in charge of administrative duties.
If there's an issue that, say, a citizen brings it up before the council, walk us through the steps as to how council and the mayor and the manager would address an issue that kind of came on your radar.
Well, first of all, and I guess I should have mentioned, we are all bound by the city charter, which is like our bylaws or constitution. And that charter can only be changed by a vote of the people. So it's a difficult thing to do, and ours was largely written in the 60s. So if a citizen came to us with an issue, typically we would listen to that issue, or perhaps it would go straight to staff. We would take it to staff. Some issues, if they're large enough, would go through a committee process. We have a plans and policies committee. Others, any council member, frankly, can ask that an item be put on the agenda to be voted upon, and then it goes to the public hearing process. So depending on what it is, there may be a very lengthy process in terms of committee meetings, or perhaps commission meetings if it's a zoning case. Others that perhaps of less import can go directly onto the agenda for public hearing. We would have a public hearing, and then it sits there for 2 weeks before we can vote on it. Pretty much everything has to have a public hearing and then a wait period before we can vote, unless it's an emergency bill.
Give me an example of how the city's form of government has caused misunderstandings with the citizens, and maybe the city has not been able to address issues that people think they ought to be able to because of the government that we have.
Sure. I guess there's 2 things. One would be, I suppose, public perception. So, you know, we will get perhaps, you know, citizens calling us and saying, I want you to deal with the police on this issue or building development services on this issue. And that you need to. So as I mentioned before, we are limited to working through the city manager. So it is truly the city manager who then would deal with any personnel issues or administrative day-to-day issues, which actually works quite well. But from a council perspective, I'm limited in my ability to have a direct impact. The other that's probably more significant is state law preempts what we do in a lot of situations. And for example, the masking thing we can do, but there's only so much we can deal with before the state steps in and says, sorry, state law preempts.
Thank you, Mr. Lear, for being on our program today. Our guest has been Andrew Lear, General City Council member for the City of Springfield. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.